Hi guys, and welcome back to Bark About Bluey.
Hello.
Yep. Today, we are going to be talking about episode 27 of Bluey, titled Pirates.
Yar.
Yar.
See what I did there?
Yeah, do you have any pirate jokes? I feel like you would.
Gosh, you should have asked me beforehand to think of one. I didn't think
of it until right now.
See, now my mind is completely blank because I'm being put on the spot.
What's a pirate's favorite letter?
Is it arg?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
Anyway, so today's episode, I thought it was a good one. I really enjoyed
it. Yeah, I thought it was really cute.
And it starts off with the whole family, plus another little girl, I think.
What's little girl? I mean, she had little pigtails.
Do you remember?
Missy?
We think it was Missy. I kind of forgot, and
I don't think they said it since the beginning of the episode, because they kept calling her
the brave,
something
the,
else that we'll
yeah,
get to.
Yeah. So anyway, so the whole family, plus Missy, is at the park. And there's this little hammock type thing that the kids are gravitating towards, and they want to play pirates. And Chili points out that pirates might be a little too scary for Missy. And they're like, well, we want to do it anyway. And so they get on the ship, they're sailing in the ocean, and then, you know, they're pirates, they're looking for treasure.
They've got treasure already.
They've got treasure, yeah. And they're continuing to
Bingo,
look for treasure.
Bingo has her treasure, yeah.
But they're still looking
for treasure. I think they're just sailing.
Ah, they're sailing with some treasure. Yeah, whatever. Bingo is the greedy little pirate. Mm-hmm. Bluey is just a regular pirate. And then the waves start getting a little rocky, and Bandit is out there moving the hammock to mimic the waves. And just like Chili says, Missy gets a little scared and hops off the boat. And
Ship, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Same thing, kind of.
Nope.
A little bit.
Not the same thing. We can go over that later, though.
That's okay. And Chili, she's like, okay. And then there's one of the pirates hid behind the lighthouse and is now a little lighthouse keeper. And, you know, the kids are calling for her to get back on the ship. And Bandit's, you know, saying, like, this is an opportunity for the lighthouse keeper to be brave. And Missy's like, no. Basically, is like, I'm not coming back. Like, I don't want to. You can tell that she's really scared. And so then, you know, it keeps going. And then the waves get calm. And Missy's like, oh, well, great. I can just come back on the ship now. Comes back on the ship. Then all of a sudden, there are some bumps underneath of the ship. And what is it? A whale. Missy gets a little scared again, hops off, goes back, and is now the lighthouse keeper again. You know, Bandit's up there making whale noises, blah, 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 whatever. And then the kids get swallowed by a whale.
Mm.
And then another parent and their kid comes up to swing on the swings, and Bandit gets embarrassed. And so he stops making the whale noises, and they're just stuck in the belly of a whale. Your turn.
Okay. Yeah, they're stuck in the middle of the whale. They don't know what to do. And Missy, she peeks around. She's like, well, I have an idea. I know what you guys could do. And Chili's like, as the narrator, she's like, oh, the lighthouse keeper knew what to do, but they couldn't hear her because she's not inside the whale.
Mm-hmm.
And then it keeps going back over to Bandit, and he's just like, oh, yeah, whatever. And he's like peeking over at the other dad, like, making sure he's not looking at him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Then Missy's like, Chili says something along the lines of, oh, man, the blue whale's really embarrassed. If only he had an example of how brave he could be, maybe from a little pirate. And Missy was like, yeah, I could do this. Mm-hmm. And she climbs up the pole, which was actually pretty impressive. She, like, climbed up this whole pole and, like, glided down the slide rather than just, like, climbing up onto it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very cinematic. And she bumps in. She's in the whale now. And she's like, guys, we can tickle him. And they're like, yeah, we can tickle him.
Great idea.
So they start tickling the blue whale.
That's like a freestyle rap.
There's Bandit. He's going like, he. He's like still like trying to stay quiet. He doesn't want to get embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
And then it pans to Missy, and she's like, please, Mr. Whale, this is as hard as I can tickle. It was very cute. It was a very cute moment. And Bandit, he looks at his girls, and he looks at his wife, and he goes, okay, I can do this. And he starts shaking around and going off again with all of his noises, all of his whale laughing noises. And the girls get out. But unfortunately, Bingo has to drop her treasure in order to help the other two out. So the greedy little pirate no longer has her treasure. But the whale spits out the three little pirates onto their ship.
Yep.
And they start sailing off into the sunset. And Bandit sits next to Chili, and she, as she's finishing up the story, she says the blue whale goes off to find his blue whale wife, who loves him just a little bit more now.
And you can tell when Bandit starts making the noises again. Like, you can see the parent in the background is just so unbothered.
Yeah.
Just simply does not care.
I think that's the life, you know? Yeah. That's the life of a parent of young children. You're gonna be embarrassed. Mm-hmm. But back to the point. There is a difference between ships and boats.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Coming from your resident boat boy.
All right.
A ship can carry a boat, but a boat can't carry a ship.
Square is a rectangle, but a rectangle isn't a square.
I mean, sort of. That's not like the technical. There's not actually a technical difference between the two.
Oh, okay.
But
so
that's what people say as like sort of a joke. Mm-hmm. But typically, ships are seen as larger vessels that cross oceans, versus boats are seen as smaller vessels that aren't meant to cross oceans, are meant for inland waters.
But can.
Could technically, I mean, people use sailboats to cross the oceans.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't take a motorboat across an ocean because you would run out of gas very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
A sailboat could cross an ocean. You're not supposed to. It's very dangerous.
A rowboat?
You'll die.
For Are you sure?
Yeah.
Why?
You'll get tired and dehydrated. You won't get across the ocean in time in a rowboat.
But what if you bring one of those, like, water purifier things?
Food. I mean,
what if you spearfish?
You could try. You know what? I challenge you, Allie. If you can do that,
absolutely not. I have zero interest.
I'll give you a year of my salary if you could do that.
Honestly, it's kind of good.
I don't know if you could do that.
Across which ocean?
The Pacific.
Ooh.
Yeah. Any ocean is going to be tough.
Well, I'd be more likely to cross some oceans than others.
Like which ones?
Like the smaller ones.
Which one? Do you know which the smaller oceans are?
Like the Indian Ocean.
The Indian Ocean's pretty big.
Smaller than the Pacific?
Still as big as the Atlantic, width-wise.
Well, you didn't specify which way I needed to cross it.
It's the Indian Ocean is longer lengthwise.
Oh.
Are you geographically challenged?
I'm not challenged. I just don't care.
Okay.
Like, if I cared to learn, then I would. But that knowledge isn't going to do me any good. So I'm saving space for the other stuff.
Fair enough.
So
I'm into boat. I boat, so.
I'm into boats.
I
no big
geography,
deal.
You know, it's whatever.
I mean, I've been in a boat before. I've driven a boat before.
Do you have your boating license?
No.
You shouldn't do that. It's illegal.
Yeah, it is. We rented a boat from a place and they didn't ask. We also had more people on board. We just slipped them some extra money. And they left.
From the police?
Huh?
From the police, you said? That you rented it from?
No, the
from
boating
the place.
Place.
I thought you said police. I was like, the police should very much not have let you take that boat.
Yeah, no. The boating place. And
yeah,
there were
a lot of people are very,
just, you know.
Well, your dad, were you with your parents?
No.
Were you just with friends?
Yes.
Okay. Then yeah, they definitely shouldn't have let you.
Josh almost crashed the boat.
Josh seems like someone who thinks he could drive a boat but couldn't.
Yeah. None of us knew how to drive a boat, but we told them that and they let us take it anyway.
Oh,
it was the best day ever.
I
had a great time.
Don't do that in the future. Boating is dangerous and there's a lot more to it than people think.
Yeah. I mean, we weren't in any real danger. Like, it was like a little, like.
What kind of boat was it? Like a speedboat?
Like a boat.
Like a ski boat?
Like, I can show you a picture of it.
Do that. You guys are going to hear some noise. Okay.
Yeah, if you hear me talking.
I would love to hear see the boat, because, I mean, that's concerning to me as someone with a boat license that people would be able to just go out there without one, because yeah. I'm not a fan of that.
There is also a little duck, paddle boat.
Mm-hmm.
Is the paddle boat the one with the legs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a paddle boat. Yeah, and then we told people that, look, this is me on the boat. Out on the.
So it was a pontoon.
It was.
That's a pontoon boat.
Then yes, it was a pontoon boat. That's
less concerning because those don't go very fast.
It was pretty
But
nice.
Still concerning because those are very big and harder to control.
Yeah, you see them?
Arguably.
You see them?
Who was in control. That's not too many people in the boat.
There were 12 of us.
There's
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
You have one person more than seats.
Well, you can't see one of them. They're actually behind. Okay. So we have two people more than them. And so, yeah. Let me go back to...
Don't do that in the future.
Yeah, I mean...
For my sanity as someone in the other boat.
That was a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
No one else was out there. It was, like, freezing cold. I wanted to fish.
That's probably the only reason they let you, is that there was no one else out there.
Yes. I was really cold. We were trying to hike at Hocking Hills,
mm-hmm.
but we couldn't park. So we ended up not hiking, and I was like, well, I brought my fishing poles because I wanted to fish, and no one else wanted to, but I had hope that we would be able to fish.
There's not a lot of fishing at Hocking Hills.
No, there's not, but I had hope, and...
It worked out.
And so we went to fish. It was so cold that you couldn't catch anything. I feel like I almost lost my toes in the nighttime. I didn't sleep.
Because
it was just too cold. Hannah and I were...
Were you guys camping?
Yes.
Nice.
Hannah and I were cuddling throughout the night. And we still couldn't sleep.
Gotta bring nice warm socks and long johns for the nighttime.
Nah, it was just one night, and
yeah,
it was like a last minute, not the point. Anyway, I've driven a boat before.
Don't until you take.
I have you been? Have you been on a?
I'm gonna say that for everyone listening.
Yeah.
Don't drive a boat without your boating license. It's dangerous.
Have you been on a duck boat tour?
No.
I have been, and I've driven that boat too, but with the boat person, like, right there.
That doesn't make me feel better about you driving a boat.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, like, they let me drive the boat, but, like, a boat person was there, so it was okay. It was just like I was a little kid, and I had the little duck, like, thing, and I was like, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do you know the difference between port, starboard, and port?
Port
and starboard?
Left.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Do you want to know an easier way of thinking? So, like, I know a lot of people never know. And there's an easy way to think about it. So before they called it port, everyone's going to learn a little bit today.
Oh, gosh.
Before they called it port and starboard,
They
called it starboard and larboard.
Because left.
It was just, I don't remember where larboard came from. Starboard came from steerboard. That's where the steering rod or was.
I thought you said Star-Lord at first, and it was like...
Starboard and larboard. Yeah. So it originally came from steerboard and larboard, mm-hmm. and I can't remember exactly where larboard came from, but starboard came from mm-hmm. steerboard, because where the steering oar was. But eventually the people were like, these sound too similar for when there's sailors out there, so we need to change port. One of them. So they changed larboard to port, because that's the side they would typically port on, because the steering oar was on the other side.
Oh. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I know that because we used to play a game at, like, a youth group camp that I went to. And you would have to, like, run to... They would yell port, and you'd have to run to the left.
Mm.
And then all of the other terms because of boats and stuff. And that's how I know it. Anyway, I think a big theme of this episode...
This episode of Bluey.
Is...
Right.
is facing your fears. And with that, I would like to ask you, when you were little, what were you afraid of? Like, more of a silly thing. Like,
spiders. I still am. I mean, I'm fine. I'll smash them and I'll take care of them.
Yeah.
But they're creepy.
Yeah.
Or, listen, anything, pretty much anything with eight or more legs. shouldn't exist, in my opinion.
I mean, that's just too many
legs.
The ecosystem.
Yeah, sure. It's too many legs.
So even if it was like,
and I get it. Spiders, yeah, they help. They like kill bugs and stuff like that. But I'm looking at like centipedes. Gross. Yeah. Disgusting. Horrifying creatures. You see a centipede and don't go, ugh!
Yeah.
And, I mean,
ugh. So if you were at like the zoo and they were like, oh, I have this tarantula, you want to hold it? You would say no.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I have no interest.
Got it.
I'll look at it from 20 feet away.
Do you like snakes?
What do you mean like snakes? I'll pick up a snake and I'll like, yeah, I've found like garter snakes just
I think around. They're kind of cute.
I found one a couple months ago, actually, when I was mowing.
Mm. You saved it?
Yeah.
Mm. Very good.
Yeah, he was underneath our trash can.
Oh.
But, no, I think I agree. I mean, facing your fears was a big one. I'm trying to think. I've never really had a problem with, like, fears keeping me from doing something.
Mm.
I've always been a very, I guess, adventurous guy.
Yeah.
One thing that I didn't so much relate to, but thought was a more a message that I got more from it was facing embarrassment.
So
I similarly don't get embarrassed very much.
Yeah.
But I think that's a really cool thing of just being like, who cares if this guy behind you, right, thinks that you're playing with your kids a little bit weird.
So you were looking at it more from Bandit's perspective.
I guess, yeah. I was a little bit at Bandit's perspective.
Got it. I've heard lots of stories of you doing embarrassing things.
Say one. Like what?
Well, I've seen a video of you and your sister, I believe, and your dad.
And my cousin.
Your cousin, yeah. I've seen that video.
We did a TikTok. It was COVID, first off. Yeah, we did a TikTok dance.
Yeah.
Wow, that's an old one.
Yeah. I saw that before you even knew who I was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we have a mutual friend that Trey knew, or was really good friends with freshman year of college. And then
was, let's specify now that I know she showed you that video.
Yeah, okay. Well,
was good friends
you were good friends with her freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
You guys stopped talking.
Just lost. Yeah, lost
touch. I was her roommate sophomore year through last year, and she's still one of my closest friends now, and you guys have reconnected and are now friends again until apparently now.
Yeah.
But to be fair, she probably didn't think we were ever going to meet, ever.
That's fair. No, I've never had a problem with embarrassing things. I don't know. I think I would much rather, and sure, things might be embarrassing in the moment. It's tough. People think I get embarrassed because my face blushes really easily.
Yeah.
Like, I have naturally kind of red cheeks.
And you have red hair.
And red hair, so that kind of just accentuates it more. But I have naturally kind of just, like, rosy cheeks, which some might call endearing, but... So I think, like, I just naturally blush really easily. So people think I get embarrassed. I really don't.
Yeah.
I can't think of times when I've been, like, embarrassed. I find it kind of more just funny.
Yeah, I think I function similarly in that. I mean, I get embarrassed over, like, I mean, I don't even know if I call it embarrassment, but, like, I have a hard time, like, going up and talking to people because I feel embarrassed. And I don't know.
I think there's a difference between embarrassment and shyness. Right?
Okay, maybe I'm just shy.
Yeah.
But I'm, like, always will be like, oh, I'm embarrassed. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, I can't go up and talk to them. I'm embarrassed. Yeah.
That's something that I'm learning to do
more.
I think that's natural to not want to talk to people you've never met before. I'm over the last, like, year or so, I've been trying to do that more in my life.
Mm.
I think it's really cool.
Well, I think it's when it's people that I literally don't know and I'm like, I'll probably never see them again. I don't care. But when it's people that I'm like, maybe, like, they're an acquaintance, or, like, I haven't seen them in a long time, or whatever, I get super shy, and all of a sudden, I'm like, I can't. But I used to be afraid of everything. Mm. From Missy's perspective, I was afraid of quite literally everything when I was little. Like, one of my biggest fears growing up and to this day, still, I hate them, animatronics. I hate them. Hate them. And I don't want to go near them when it's Halloween. It's my worst nightmare. Like, I stay a solid 6 feet away from, I social distance from the animatronics because, my goodness, those things are terrifying to me. And when I was little, and wax figures, those are, like, in the same, like, yeah, they're the same to me. And I remember when I was little, we were in Missouri, and we were at the Lewis and Clark Museum. And you know who Lewis and Clark are? Mm-hmm.
The explorers.
Yeah, the explorers. Yeah. And there was this museum, and not great people, actually, it turns out. Yeah. I mean, so, that's cool.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, we were there, and my mom had to bribe me to make it through, to like even step into the,
because there was a bunch of like the, figures there.
Yeah, there were wax figures behind glass too, and I was like, absolutely not. I'm not doing
that. That's why the glass was there, to protect you, because when they come alive,
they can break the glass when they come alive. I'm not.
Yeah, if they're made of wax.
Well. You never know what happens when they come alive. And I sobbed the whole way through because I was like, they're going to get me. I was so convinced. And there was like a dinosaur exhibit or something at the zoo. And I was so convinced that they were going to actually like either malfunction, like hurt me, or come to life and also hurt me. And so even my senior year of high school, we went to Disney World, and the first thing we did when we got off the bus was go to Rainforest Cafe. And for those of us who don't know what Rainforest Cafe is, it's a restaurant with animatronic animals everywhere. Everywhere. And that's the whole thing. And it's so noisy, and like they mimic like thunder and lightning and like actual rainstorms. And I just hate that place. I hate it. It's not my friend. And I think I might just be scared of, like, animal-like things anyway. Like, I don't like dead animal heads and stuff. Like, I don't want... Like, I'm just a little bit... They freak me out.
What are your opinions on the movie Night at the Museum?
Oh, I love Night at the Museum. No, I actually... You just opened a can of worms that I don't think you wanted to open.
Let's not, then.
I am one of, if not the world's biggest fan of Night at the Museum, the entire trilogy. And that's
interesting because of the fact that you're so afraid of that concept.
I'm not afraid of the concept. Like, thinking about it. Of the
things coming alive.
Well, thinking about it doesn't freak me out. It's when I'm actually in front of them that I get scared. But Night at the Museum 2, my dad and I bonded over that so much. We love that movie. Specifically Battle of the Smithsonian. And
yeah, the second one.
Yeah, the second
one. Like you said.
Well, just so that people know, it's a masterpiece of a movie. I think it should have won actual awards. I think it was crazy and wonderful.
It was a nice family comedy movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Jonah Hill was in it. He did a phenomenal job. Phenomenal job playing his character. And I love those movies. They hold
Yeah, they're really good family comedy movies.
Anyway, yeah, I think that actually might have played into why I was scared of them in person.
Because you saw those movies and were like, this is possible.
Probably. I also think it has a little bit to do with the Polar Express. Because do you remember that scene in the Polar Express where...
The puppets?
Yeah, the puppets.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I think that really... Like, Polar Express is just a weird movie in general.
It's a great movie.
It's weird. Like, it is. It's creepy. They do weird and creepy and strange things in it. They do.
The puppets is really the only creepy
thing.
And
the guy with the beard.
Santa?
No! The train driver guy with the beard. Where they, like, pull his beard and yells.
That's funny.
Ew! That's funny. I hate it. I think that's why I hate beards. Because I'm like...
Well, tell me how you really feel.
No, your beard's fine. Because it's nicely kept and close to your face. I don't like long beards. They freak me out. And they feel... weird to me.
But we don't want you touching our beards anyways.
Well, I wasn't going to touch it. It's just the concept of it because of the Polar Express.
I love Polar Express.
I don't want people pulling on their beards.
It makes me feel uncomfortable. Off topic on this stuff.
Anyway.
sorry, guys.
As per usual.
But I agree. I think that this episode has, I guess, I mean, they're pretty much the same message of embarrassment versus being scared. And embarrassment really is fear.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah. I think that people will enjoy life much more if they stepped into fear more.
Yeah. Do you watch YouTube?
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you watch Yes Theory? Do you know them?
No.
I think you would like them just as people. But their whole thing, it's this YouTube channel called Yes Theory, and they make videos where they, like, don't say no. Like, they go and do these, like, crazy, like, things, and they a lot of the time will go and encourage strangers to say yes, like, to the things that they're asking them. Like, they'll go into an office building and be like, if you leave right now, like, you can come with us to Iceland. And all expenses paid, like, but you have to leave right now. And they'll be in an airport and be like, will you change your flight right now? We'll take you to this place and we'll pay for, like, your expenses that you missed because you canceled your flight. And a lot of people will be like, no, like, can't do that. I can't do that.
Imagine you're at the airport, like, on your way to a funeral and being like, the one time, right?
Yeah. That's, never thought of that, but...
Oh, that's exactly immediately what I went through was like, well, what if it's important, though?
Yeah.
But no, I really like that of just...
I think you'd like them.
I might look into them. That's a cool concept.
And they're funny guys, you know?
Yeah.
Or, like, they'd have, like, a world map, and they'd throw a dart, and they'd go to exactly where it landed. Like, not even just the country. Yes, they'd go to literally the coordinates, like, and it'll be some small town in the middle of, like Greenland that no one's heard of ever. And they'll go there and they'll hang out, and like they did one for some small town in America, and they like went and like talked to the mayor of that town and just to see if he would hang out and like tell him like we came here to visit. And the mayor was like, what, why, you know? And it's just that kind of thing where I'm like, oh, I've always wanted to do that. Like, literally just, like...
What's stopping you?
Pick. Finances.
You work from home.
Yeah, that's true. But there's a lot more that goes into, like, planning a trip that I just don't have the luxury of...
I think the point of what they do is that they're not planning, right?
No. It's not to plan it. It's that I don't have money to do that. They have the funds to go and do that. I have a lot going on right now financially that I just don't have the wiggle room.
What if you just put a map up of Ohio, you know?
Oh, I do that. Like, I'd literally just drive. Like, I've seen a lot of Ohio just because of, like, genuinely getting in the car and going. That's something that I'm very
accustomed to. Maybe the Midwest.
Yeah. I just, if it requires a place to stay, like, paying for... overnight expenses and like food and stuff, not something I can swing right now. I used to do it all the time though. When I was just a wee little college kid, we would just literally leave in the middle of the night and go. And it's a lot more fun to live life that way. What do you have to be afraid of?
Yeah, I agree. You know? I think spontaneity is fun. I mean, so I'm going to Iceland in a week and a half.
Oh, that's
and
crazy. That was
a pretty spontaneous trip. We were just talking about it one day. And the two people I was with, they were just like, let's do it.
Yeah,
we
Hannah has a track record.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then now we're going to Iceland in a week and a half.
The same thing happened with, we went on a 10-day road trip out west.
Yeah.
And it was the first time I'd ever been past Missouri. Mm. And it's just like, before we decided, like, hey, we were going to go and do this, it seemed like something that was never going to happen to me, or like something.
It
so
made it out of the group chat.
It made it literally out of the group chat, which is insane. And we did it for guess how much money?
$10.
Bro, a 10-day road trip.
Was that close?
So let's be a little realistic here.
200.
Yeah, we made it for like $230 each. There were five of us. We drove across the country in a Honda Civic for 10 days. Like, how insane is that? And I was terrified. Like, literally, I almost threw up the night before because I was so scared of, like...
And now you can look back on it, and you're like, wow, I'm so glad I did that.
Greatest experience ever,
just like Missy, the little pirate that could.
the little lighthouse keeper that could, but whatever.
Well, she was both. She went back and
forth. I guess so. Them.
Doing her thing. Yeah. I mean,
it's, you just got to get out there.
I think, yeah. And that could be on a micro scale, too. It doesn't have to be this large trip. It could be anything from, I don't know, you got this, you have a crush on this person, and you're like, oh, man, whatever.
Just
tell them. I don't know. That's the first thing that came to mind. Whatever. It could be whatever. It could be, you know, just walking down the street, and you see the guy with a nice hat, and you're like, cool hat.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
Like, these small things that can make... 2 weeks ago, I was driving back. It was night. I was driving back from a thing that I was at. And
wow,
it's not important.
Yeah.
And I was listening to this song that I've never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
And I was vibing in the car. I was just bopping, dancing.
Like, love.
I was going, and I was driving past a high street, and I was stopped at the red light, just kind of vibing in my car, dancing to it, singing along. It was my first time singing it, hearing it, but it was like the catchy chorus, so I had understood it. It was like halfway through the song. And there was this guy sitting right next to my car at a train stop, and. I look over, and he's just, like, laughing at me, staring at me. And, you know, in that moment, I very well could have just been like, and then stop dance, do whatever. But instead, I roll down the window, I point at him, and we start dancing together.
That's so cute.
And, like, it's those little moments of life that you're gonna get so much more, I don't know, just so much more out of than, if I were to have just, like, kept the window up, done my own thing, kind of stopped dancing,
do you remember,
turned
down
the music. It's Feel It from the Invincible soundtrack.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, okay. It's a vibe. Look it up. Bop of a song.
I really liked Chili's approach to, like, Missy. Sorry, did you have more to say
on that?
Okay, I really liked Chili's approach to the whole thing because she was like, I mean, the kids in Bandit were telling Missy, oh, well, like, now's your chance to be brave. Come and be brave. Like, come on. Like, basically get over it. And Chili was like, she'll be brave when she's ready to be brave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, while still encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she would interject and be like, they're going through the waves. And they got swallowed by the whale. Which is relatively safe and actually kind of fun. You know, and trying to make...
Yeah, she was at no point ever like, oh, you don't need to do this. If you don't want to. It was always like, hey, this is fun if you want to try it out. It's not, she wasn't trying to force her in any way, but she was encouragingly telling her, you should do this, versus encouragingly telling her, you don't have to do this.
Yeah, and I mean, I think there are times where you'd be like, you really don't have to do this, which is fair enough. Like, there, I worked at a zipline place, and I dealt with a lot of kids that, and honestly, adults that got up to...
That were scared.
Yeah, where they were... And they were terrified. And we had an audible, where at the end of one of the courses, you got there, you hooked yourself into the audible, and you stepped off, and you were...
Had to let yourself down.
Yes. Yeah. And you had to just let go. And there was nothing below you but the ground. And you were a pretty decent amount off the ground. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people would get really scared up there, a lot of kids. And always, they'd call me to come and get the kids down. To, like, get them to step off the platform. And I always gave them the option where I would, like, you know, be like, okay, like, let's breathe. Can you breathe with me? Okay, we're going to breathe. Okay, do you want me to count? No. Okay, do you want to sit down and scoot off? No. And then I give them the option of, like, well, you don't have to do it. Like, no one's forcing you to do this right now. There is another way down. But it's up to you. The other way down is kind of boring, not as fun, but, you know, you have that other option of, you know, you don't have to do anything that you don't want to do.
Yeah.
And in a lot of circumstances, you don't have to do, like, there will be some times where you do have to, where there's, like, literally not another way.
But, yeah, and I think that's really where Chili's approach was good, is that Missy by no means had to play with them, but... Chili was very, what's a good way to put it, encouragingly optimistic versus encouragingly pessimistic. I guess maybe those aren't the exact right words, but...
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just think some people like to know that they have the option.
Yeah.
That there is a choice in what they're doing. And that gives some people a lot more confidence, knowing that they're not being... I was a very stubborn kid. I did not like being told what to do, and I would do quite literally the exact opposite, or just, you know, sit down in the middle of a basketball game because I didn't want to play. Mm-hmm. And knowing that I had an option in the matter of, like, you can play, you don't have to, like, no one's making you, but you can. Like, it's an opportunity, it's, you know, something good that you can do, I would probably be way more likely mm-hmm. to, you know, participate than someone just saying that I had to and that there wasn't a choice in it. I like my freedom.
Mm-hmm. I think that's different from fear, though.
Right.
Right. Like the kids you were helping at the
yeah.
deadline. It's not like they didn't want to go down because they were being forced to.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I mean, if, especially if it's your first time doing anything belay or a zipline like that, it could be scary.
It's like, but for them, it's like, once I offered the other option, mm-hmm. they were like, oh, like, I'm not stuck. Mm-hmm. Okay. I can get down.
Yeah.
And they would eventually.
And that's probably some of their fear of, like, I'm going to be up here forever if I don't go down this, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know. Yeah, I think, I mean, yeah, we're coming a little past time, but I think, yeah, one of my biggest things to say about this episode is really just be willing to step into embarrassment slash fear. I think that you can find a lot of joy on the other sides of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if, if it's just, especially on a micro scale, I would say, on your day to day.
Yeah.
If you're dancing in the car and someone's looking at you,
keep dancing.
Roll your window down.
Get them to join in, you know? Mm-hmm. If you're walking down the street and you see someone with a cool shirt on, that, like, a show that you watched,
say
cool shirt. Slay. Say, I love that shirt, you know? Don't be embarrassed to be who you are. Dance in the car. Yeah. Sing in the shower.
And if people make fun of you, do it anyway, because who cares?
Yeah. That just means they're embarrassed and they didn't watch this episode of Bluey.
True. It's actually so lame. One of my biggest pet peeves, and I know we're a little over time, but who cares? One of my biggest pet peeves is when people try to rip on the things that other people enjoy.
Mm.
Like, I love Pride and Prejudice. It's my favorite movie. Great movie. My sophomore year of college, everyone decided to rally against me and just constantly berate me and tell me how much it sucked, how bad the movie was, how lame it was, whatever, to the point where, like, I genuinely stopped enjoying it. Because people were just ripping on it so much, telling me how bad it was and how much, like, it sucked. And I was like, well, I love it. So what does that say about me? Mm-hmm. You know? And it, like, genuinely got under my skin. And I'm like, at first I brushed it off and I was like, I don't care. I love it. And it's like part of who I am is, like, this, you know, I love period dramas that have romance in it. What can I say? But like, having people constantly just telling you, like, oh, it sucks and I don't like it, so, like, that means it's bad and stuff like that. Ugh, don't be that kind of person. That's so lame. That's my biggest pet peeve. If anyone ever tries to rip on someone for something that they enjoy and I'm around, ooh, they're not going to know what's coming. Because I hate it. I will say something.
Mm.
And I'd be like, you're being lame. Do they enjoy the thing? Let them enjoy it. Who cares if you like it or not? Zip it. If it's fun little banter, that's different. But if you can tell the person's getting a little upset, zip it. Keep it to yourself. No one cares. Anyway, that's all I have to say on that. That just reminded me.
That's all? That's all you have to say?
Okay. Well, for now. you said be who you are, and I was like, yeah, be who you are, and don't let people be annoying and stupid and yell at them if you need to.
Yeah.
I just get a little upset about that. Anyway.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it. we'll be back next week for episode 28. I don't know what episode that is, but whatever. We'll find out when it gets to it. If you guys want to, you know, follow along with us, you can follow us on Instagram at BarkAboutBluey.
Yep.
We'll have weekly updates on when we're posting or if we can't for some reason.
Yeah. Coming up here, Trey did mention that he's going to be going on a trip to Iceland, so I can imagine that we will be skipping.
We'll see. Maybe we'll record a couple episodes ahead. We haven't decided that at all.
I just assumed, he's going to be gone. No episode.
You... What else? If you guys want to listen somewhere else other than where you are listening, you can listen on Spotify, Google Play, Amazon, other phonograph. I don't know.
Coming soon, I guess.
If you get down in the comments, you can leave compliments, concerns, questions. You know, do your thing. Love to hear from you guys. What's something that you guys are afraid of? Hit us up with your fears. Right?
Don't say like death or something lame.
I don't know, I think that's kind of introspective.
I guess
if you're something like that, you have to explain it though.
Yeah, it's just a little sad.
Mm-hmm. And that's fair.
Like, it's a little personal, you know, to be putting out there for all to see or hear. But if you're down for that, then go ahead.
Do your thing. Yeah.
And I'll respond. I don't know if I can do that on the comments, but
we'll respond next week.
We can address it verbally.
Yeah.
Yeah. and this week, Trey's going to post the best meme that he's ever posted in his... Oh, I... That did remind me. Did you know you recycled a meme?
Did I?
Yeah.
No, no one said anything.
I didn't say anything because it was already posted. I don't see what he's posting ahead of time, but you did recycle a meme.
What?
I know.
I'm going on to the Instagram right now.
I didn't want you to be upset. Yeah, so you actually already...
One?
Yep, right there.
That's different. It's
the same meme format.
It doesn't matter.
That yes, it does.
Allie's spreading false news.
He recycled a meme format, which is basically the same.
I'm gonna there's not an infinite number of meme formats. I can't use a new meme format every week.
One. Use your brain. Not be creative. How that works. This is your main job. Is posting the memes.
Not how this works.
It is how this works. Your main job is posting the memes.
Allie had me so freaked out.
He recycled a meme format, which is basically the same meme.
No, it's
meme.
Not. Oh my gosh.
And,
and it was so long ago, too.
Recycled.
That was in January. That doesn't even count.
So last week, I will say, was not his best meme that he's ever posted the same format was reused. However, also ripping on Peppa Pig was kind of bold.
It's Bluey is much better than Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig is low-key. Whatever. I'm not going to...
I'm just saying it was bold. I'm not saying if I agree or disagree. I'm not into politics personally.
All I say is that I posted the meme because I'll only post things that I think in my own thoughts.
Yeah, so. I don't like speaking on politics, so I'm not going to comment on the Peppa Pig versus Bluey debacle. But
you do have a podcast about Bluey and not one about Peppa Pig.
I'm just saying it was a bold choice. But I appreciate it. I thought it was good. I like taking risks.
Anyways.
This week is going to be the best meme that we've ever seen in our lives. So... Yeah, again, follow us on Instagram at BarkaboutBluey for that meme. And we will see you next week with episode 28, titled We Will See. Bye.
Bye-bye.